Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today, we will be blessed by someone that is not from our church locally, but he is a part of our church from IFGF Seattle. And her name is Irma Soraya. And since 12 years old, she is it's already in the church, and God used her mightily as a praise and worship leader, and then God promote her to lead the group. And I'm very confident that you will be blessed by the word that she will be sharing. And I just pray that you open your heart. And it's an exciting word. I heard it one time this morning, and I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so blessed. So I'm sure that you will also be blessed also. So let us invite Sister Irma Soraya with a warm welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you? Great. Let's do what you want. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. I used to teach kinder, or not kinder. Preschool, you know, and like, you, they don't repeat what I say. I kept saying all the time. So she wanted me to stop talking. Hi, how are you guys? Great. Happy Sunday. Hey, can we pray for a little bit? Yeah, can we close our eyes? God, we just want to thank you so much for the privilege, Lord, to be able to be in this place. We want to learn more about you, about your character. I know that it's impossible to understand everything about you, but today we just want to open up our hearts and our mind, and God, I pray whatever distorted view that we have of you, please help us to understand that you are for us and you are not against us, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to come a little bit closer because I feel like I'm so far away from you guys, if that's okay. And then how do I just move it? Okay, perfect. All right. Again, my name is Irma. I'm from Seattle. Thank you for this honor. I'm not a preacher. I just want to share my heart about what I know, you know, a thing or two about God. Not an expert. I'm still learning, but I hope that you can walk this journey with me in learning of who he is and who his character is. So today, talking about your rhythm. What is your rhythm? This morning, I want to share about worshiping God through praise. Because worship is not just about singing, right? Worship is everything that we do. In Matthew, it says, love the Lord your God with all your might, your soul, your mind, your heart, everything. So everything that we do is praise, is worship. But this morning specifically, I do want to talk about praising God with our songs and everything that we do. Dancing, shouting, jumping. So, by the way, can we thank the music team, the worship team? You know, this is the second service. Yesterday, we all woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we practiced at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then they went all night long, and this morning, you guys wake up, wait, 6 o'clock again? Yeah. Yeah, and then set up, and so, yeah. After the service, if you can hug them, you know, buy them some bubble teas, because I know they like it, food. Yeah, but thank you so much. You know, Seattleites, I'm really going to tell the Seattleites that we really have nothing to complain about. Our practice is at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they are dedicated. And like 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, that's great. So thank you so much. So anyway, who's a sport fan here? One. Anybody else? Yes. What do you like? Basketball. Well, I am a huge Seahawks fan. They're playing right now. They were losing. Now it's like the same score. So I'm believing. But anyway, so in 2014, we finally won our Super Bowl. And I went crazy. My husband went crazy. Seattle went crazy. If you can look at the pictures, there's like close to 1 million people just streamed the streets. And that night when they won, I kid you not, the whole, like, you could hear the crowds on the street, like on the car, jumping around, praising, shouting, jumping, like crazy. They were praising the Seahawks, basically, because we waited for a long time. Every time in the past, it's always been like, oh, we're so close to winning, right? And then suddenly, we win. So, go Hawks. But with that, I know I'm in San Fran. I know 49ers. But it may be the case for you guys with, like, Golden State Warrior, right? You like, yeah, everything. You give your all. You, like, jump whenever they make a basket or championship or maybe the next one. Amen. But the thing is, even like right now, right, they're playing like 13-13. I know my Seahawks. I know that they're going to come through. I know their character. I know that they're going to win. No, they're going to win. But But what about, like, when you know someone, when you're rooting for a team, even if it seems like they're losing, you're like, no, they're going to come through. They're going to win. That's my team. They're going to make it, right? You have that belief. You have that, like, passion about it. You won't even believe that they're going to lose. They're just going to win, right? But the same thing, though, what about Jesus? What do you know about him? With the Hawks, I'm like, nope, they're going to win. I'm good, right? But I know this is the Seahawks, not Jesus, obviously. But when it comes to God, what do we know about him? Do we know him enough, you think? Like, do we know that he is good and that he's faithful and that he's on our side and that when we come to him, we can just burst in praise? Like, or do you have this view of God, like, he's so far away and I can't reach him, and that's why I can praise him. That's why I cannot jump. That's why I cannot shout, right? I got to be honest with you. Sometimes, oftentimes, I do feel that way. I do feel like I can't. It's not the day, God, I'm sorry. Or sometimes I feel scared because of something that I've done. And even in the past, I do have some just dark thoughts that I have. I live in fear. Because for some reason, I kept thinking that someone's just going to pass away. Someone's going to attack my husband. Something's going to happen to my mom or dad. Like, that's the thought that I have. I would wake up in the middle of the night, like, with fear that something's going to happen because of unresolved sins in the past. Because of something that I did. I didn't believe that God's love was enough. But the word of God says no one is good but one, and that is God. And there was a time in my life where I was worship leading, singing songs, and I would have this, you know, conviction for other people, like, hey, God loves you. And I believed it. I 100% believe that God loves you, and he's for you, and he's not against you. But that's not for me, because I believe that I was the worst person that I knew. Have you ever felt that way about yourself, where you know that you're just not enough? Like, you think, like, God can't redeem me enough. He's good for everyone else, but not for me. And that's why, you know, I'm just gonna, whatever. Like, I don't want to come close. And it's oftentimes easier to believe it for other people than yourself, because, like I said, you know yourself more than anyone, really, and you think that you've committed the grossest sin ever, but guess what? God seen it, and that's why he died on a cross. That's the whole reason why. And it wasn't until one time where I decided to drop everything, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with everything. But I knew that I still need God, but I dropped everything else. I stopped worship leading. I stopped coming to church that I used to go. IFGF Seattle, I stopped for a little bit, and then I just went somewhere else because I don't want to see people. But I knew that I still needed God. So I went to other church. And then, like, in this church, the preacher would always say, one, God loves you. You know, two, he accepts you for who you are. Over and over and over again. And the first time I heard it, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but that's not for me. I kept telling myself that that's not for me. That's, like, great, God, awesome. You know, bless other people. I just want to be here. And one time, he's just like, Irma, why are you so stubborn? Like, think of it this way, you know? You have a husband that loves you so much, But like, if you make a mistake, do you think he's going to pull out a knife and try to hurt you? Like, is that the kind of love that you think your husband has for you? And I'm like, no, no. And he's like, well, if that's the case, then why? Like, he's a human being. He makes mistake. Like, my husband can make mistake. I make mistake. But God was like, but if you think that he won't hurt you, then how come you always go to that place when it comes to me? Like, when it comes to God, why do you feel like I'm always going to, you know, somehow there's going to be lightning and thunders and you're just going to walk and suddenly you're just going to be struck and die? Or, you know, how come you always think that your mom, something's going to happen to her because you did something? How come you always think that something's bad going to happen if, you know, if you trust in my love? And that's when he called me out. He's like, you got trust issue with me. You don't believe that I'm good enough for you. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's not true. I'm like, yeah, it is. So accept it. Like, do you believe it? Do you believe that I love you? And I think this afternoon specifically, he's asking you, like, how much do you know of me? Do you feel like I'm always there to get you? You know, do you think that I'm good enough for you? I believe that there's an invitation today from God for all of us to really look at that character. I can honestly say today, when I say that God loves you, I believe it for me too, and not just for you. Like, I want that love too, and I believe it 100% that no matter what I've done in the past, like, he's good for me too, and that he is enough. And so whatever you've done, if you think that you're not good enough, not holy enough, not religious enough, you know, you don't sing loud enough, you just think that you're not enough, God is saying, guess what? I am enough. It doesn't matter. It's been done on the cross. That's why he died on the cross. He knew what kind of mess that we're going to make in our lives, and that's the reason why he went to the cross. So I just kind of want to share that with you. The time that we're here, you know, I hope that you can kind of like think about it. What are your storms? What's stopping you to praise him? Are you fearful of who he is? Are you disappointed? You know, do you have a distorted view of, again, this morning I shared, right? We grew up in an Asian culture where it's like, you have to do this, then you'll get that. You'll get reward. If you don't do this, you're going to get punished. And even in church, when I grew up, that's always been the thing. It's like, hey, you better come to church or not, something's going to happen. Like, that's always the thing that we like grew up with, that mentality. Like, if you don't do this, God's not going to bless you. And that's not true at all. So, you know, or are you disappointed at God? Are there prayers that you pray about and it's just not coming through and you're like, you're not real? You know, like those kind of thing. Other believers, maybe. You look at your Christian friends and they don't live a life that, you know, Christians should. But that doesn't change who God is, you know. Everyone has their own journey, but God is constant. And his constant love is here today, I believe. So let me just share you a little bit about finding reasons to praise. It says, the Lord God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. I just hope that today, if anything else, you can remember that he is really for you and he's not against you. In the story of David, he went through a lot of stuff to a point where he had to fake it, right? He had to fake about being crazy because he was about to be killed. But in the middle of all that, he still praised God. He still finding reason to praise. With the story of Paul and Silas, they were in the prison. They were about to be murdered, I believe, or punished because, you know, they did something for Christ and it was against the law. But even in the middle of prison, they were finding reason to praise. And guess what happened? When they were praising God, the chains were loose. And not only them that got broken free, everyone else in the jail cells, they got freed, basically. The woman that got caught in adultery, when all the religious leaders were going to stone her to death, guess who stepped in and stopped that? Jesus did. And he went like, hey, you know, if you've never sinned before in your life, go ahead and kill her. One by one, everybody moved. And then, so if for some reason you think that God is out there to get you and try to punish you, that's not true. He really does care about you. He loves you. He is for you. And he's not against you. So I'm hoping that, how about your story? If you can reflect upon your life and think about all the things that are happening in your life, like how has he stepped in your life? You know, this today is just all about reflection, so that we can think of his character. One of the ways that we can really think about his character is to rest. Just now we were singing, there's going to be a victory, right? And the whole time I was singing, it's like, man, these songs are such a powerful way to declare his goodness. Like, so much believed and so much faith in who God is. And I believe that when we declare his goodness, right, things will start happening. But with that, I just want to read this a couple of verses just to remind you. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wing like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I don't know where you are today with your walk with God, or whether you're tired about life or just things in general that are going mundane activities, but find rest in God. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. There's an invitation today where God just wants you to come to him more than anything. Other than, you know, reading the Word of God, because sometimes you go there, right? Like, if people say, like, well, how do you spend time with God? Like, how do you, like, the first thing that you think about is reading the Word of God, obviously, because that's our foundation, but that's not all. And I just kind of want to give you, you know, a little bit things so that you can start thinking about it. How do you find your rhythm with God? For me, is definitely Washington. I've been blessed with Washington views and stuff. And so, like, when I go in nature, I don't know, maybe for some of you guys playing basketball, you know, just some time with yourself. For me, it's nature. That's when I can actually stop and think about his goodness in my life. But today, I want to invite you to reflect upon his love and faithfulness in your life, that he's not against, he's for you and he's not against you. And there is power in praising God. There is power in declaring his goodness and speaking to your storm, speaking to your problem. That takes the attention off of us, you know, because if it's just us, we can't do things on our own. But like, when we start looking at the King above all kings, like, it takes the pressure off of us to make it through. And his love is enough for us. Because faith comes from hearing too, right? So when we were singing just now, there's power in praise. You can hear that in your soul. It's just so full with faith. And again, the Word of God says, there's, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But there's also one more thing, you know. The Lord will fight your battle. You will only need to be still. That's what he said. So just be still. You may not feel comfortable, but that's okay. Because in an uncomfortable situation, he will stretch you and he wants you to grow. The city of Jericho was promised to the Israelites. And they were walking for 6 days and 7 days. Finally, you know, they're shouting, praising, and then it was just given to them. There's power in praise. I don't know what kind of battles that you're going through this morning, what kind of thoughts that you have, you know, about yourself or about God. But I believe that today God just really wants to, for you to draw near to Him and get closer to Him and just spend time with Him and just be free and be raw. Even if you don't know what to say, I just want to invite us as we sing this song, you know, have some time to just really talk to Him, reflect to Him, and say, God, I don't have it all together, or maybe I do have it all together. But the point is, whether you're in a good place or you're struggling right now, He is still cheering for you, and He still wants to be among you, and He still wants to be involved in your life. Every single thing that you do, He wants to be involved. And so, again, if you're not used to this, if you're not used to just singing or praising His name, I still would like to invite you to just stand this morning and just reflect upon His goodness. And if you think that you're not enough, you know, if you think that God is a scary God, tell that to Him. You can be like, hey, man, big up there, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know that you're real. The fact that you guys are here, you know, He really wants to show you guys something. So if you will stand up and let's sing this song. We're going to spend some time in praise. The only thing is just be raw, and no one's judging you here. You know? He just wants you. He cares more about your being than your doing. You don't have to do things for Him, but He wants you to find rest in Him. So, who knows this song, by the way? Anybody else know this song? Are you guys, do you know this song? Yeah? Okay, I see love nods. That's good. So if it's okay with you, I wanna praise Him with you this morning, and I want us to be able to surrender and just, you know, don't care about your left and right. It's between you and God. All right. Father, we thank You so much for Your word. Thank You for reminding us that You are enough. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all together. But if anything at all today, God, when we come to You, we just help us to understand who You are and help us to be bold. Help us to be able to just declare Your goodness in our lives, Lord. God, I just want to pray to Hunt for those individuals that may feel like they're not enough. God, it doesn't matter. You're enough. You're enough. You're enough. We thank You, Jesus. Come on, let's sing this song.
Standing here in Your presence, in a grace so relentless, I am won by perfect love. Within the arms of heaven, in a peace that lasts forever, sinking deep in mercy, see, I'm wide awake, drawing closer by grace. All my heart is Yours. All fear remove, all fear remove. I breathe You in, I lean into Your love. Come on, lean into Your love. Oh, oh, oh.
Lost, You pursue me. Let this be a reminder.
When I'm lost, You pursue me. Lift my head to see Your glory, Lord of all.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Here in You I find shelter, captivated by the splendor of Your face. My
From yourself, whether it's something that you've said to yourself or something that you've heard maybe from a family member or maybe from your friends or your peer, but you have this sense of like, I'm not enough. And God doesn't love me because I'm not enough. Or you feel like you always need to prove something. I don't know if you're in this room, but if you feel that way, you know, God is just wanting to tell you that no. You're enough, because I am enough. So if you just feel that way today, just know that He cares for you. You're enough. You're enough. Doesn't matter what you say to yourself. Doesn't matter what other people say to you. Doesn't matter what your family say to you. You're enough. You don't have to prove anything. You only need to rest and come to Him. You only need to be still and just accept that. Accept that love. Just accept that He is enough, that He is good enough for you. If you just sing this song one more time and just declare it with me. Your love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You are my everything. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. Your love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You only cry to know you. Oh, come on, reach out to Him one more time. Your love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You are my everything. Yes, Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry.
Lord, we thank you for the heart of worship. Thank you, Jesus, for sharing, for the words that was shared to our heart today. Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts of worship only given to those who trust in your name. Thank you for the heart of worship, God, in this place. Lord, bring us closer to you. Bring us deeper in you. Through worship. Lord, as we journey in this Christian life, Lord, we so long to worship you, to know you deeper. And worship is your gift for us to be able to do that. Grant everyone the heart of worship. Let there be freedom in the spirit. Every time we come into your presence, let there be no hindrances, that we can express the love that is in our heart for you, Jesus. Not because of tradition, not because we are psychologically ashamed or not being express ourselves and afraid to be hurt by our neighbors that sit next to us. But let there be freedom, a freedom to express our heart to you, Jesus, because you have loved us first and we want to respond to that wonderful love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence in this place. Lift up your hands to receive the prayer of blessing right now. Lift up your hand. I'm going to pray for you in the name of the Father God that loves you so much that He sent Himself down on earth in the form of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that died for us at the cross, so that we are included as righteousness of God. And in the name of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that is with the church from generation until generation to come, the Spirit of God that will lead you in your life of worship, in your life as a disciple, in your life as believers. I pray that these three, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity is worship. And I pray the Holy Trinity will shine His face upon your life, His favor. I pray that as you finish up your school, as you work at your workplace, as you build your family's life, may your days be filled with the favor from God all the days of your life. Only remember to worship God. Learn to worship Him with all your being. And through worship, you will have power. Through worship, you will have the presence of God in your life. You need it. And through worship and presence of God, you can be faithful until the end of your days. Receive the power of God. Receive the blessing of God. In Jesus' name, all God's people says, amen. 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 God bless you.